Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, my name is Alana, and honestly, I'm still so excited about this. I want the whole world to know. My whole life changed when I finally got to kiss my crush at a party. Sounds like something that happens every Friday night, right? But what if I tell you that it took a whole year for me to get to that point, and everyone recorded us while we did it? Also, it might have finally broken a family curse I'm sure existed, even though no one believes me. Yeah, it's a bit more complex than you originally might have thought, right? Well, let's tell you a bit about me. I come from this really dysfunctional family, and I mean messed up for real. Mom and Dad are divorced, and so are my uncles and grandparents. Basically, anyone who got married in my family wanted out, like, super fast. You might even call it a bit of a family curse. I don't know. I'm the youngest of 3 siblings. My brothers, Wendell and Jules, are both a mess. Jules got engaged to his girlfriend when they were still in high school. They got married like a week after graduating. Want to know how long that lasted? 2 months. Yeah, that's right. They didn't even make it to half a year. And my brother Wendell? Yeah, he got himself into a shotgun wedding because he got the sheriff's daughter pregnant. So he married her even though they had only been dating for like 5 or 6 months. They're still married. But believe me when I say, not happily. At least my niece is super cute, and I get to babysit her often. She's almost 2 years old now, and the most adorable little girl ever. I hate it when my brother and sister-in-law argue in front of her. I don't think they'll stay married much longer, but my brother is too afraid of his dad-in-law to actually file for a divorce. So, yeah, growing up, I had several Christmas parties and birthdays to celebrate in order to avoid my divorced relatives from ever meeting. Getting both my parents to go to a PDA was almost impossible. These issues really affected the way I saw relationships and love, you know? In my mind, no matter how much you like someone, it always ended up going wrong. And Mom and Dad didn't just break it off. They hated each other's guts, but kept contacting each other all the time. Mom would tell him she wanted to go back to him, and then he'd go to her place and they'd be super lovey-dovey for a few days, before he accused her of cheating or she got annoyed by his old habits or something. Then they'd split up again and it all went to hell. They were the most undivorced, divorced couple I'd ever met. And the worst part was that my brothers and I always got dragged into this mess, every single time. Jules and Wendell are quite a bit older than me, and because of that, I was usually the only one living at home with my mom when these temporary reconciliations happened. I bet you can imagine why I'm the youngest by far. Yeah. Mom and Dad thought a third baby, after years and years of a rocky marriage, would fix everything. It only made things worse. A baby is a lot of work, and it puts a lot of stress on a couple. It can be a blissful arrival, sure, but it can also break what was already bent. And my parents, well, they got drunk. They might have told me I was the reason they got divorced. They never remember this the next morning, and I know it's not true, but it still hurts a lot. I have no idea how to deal with it, and I have to deal with that. My parents, my aunts and uncles, my brothers, and even my grandparents can be so stupid when it comes to relationships that I kind of figured out everyone was that way. That was why when I began having feelings for this cute guy at my school, Tommy, I immediately freaked out. In my head, this wasn't going to work out well at all. He was the perfect guy, you know? Good student, funny, super sweet, and oh my god, so damn hot. He was everything I wanted in a guy, and that scared me to bits. Because I had seen the pattern repeat itself over and over and over again, I'd fall in love, we'd date, everything would be fine. We'd fight, break up, reunite, break up, get married, go on a separation period, get back together, divorce, see each other in motel rooms pretending it was nothing serious. Yeah, I know. It's a messed up way of thinking, but it's what my family taught me happens when you fall in love. Oh, and don't even get me started on how afraid I am any potential boyfriend will cheat on me. Because my brother Wendell, the one that's still married, yeah, he has two lovers, and everyone in the family knows about it. Except for his wife, that is, or perhaps she knows. Honestly, I don't even want to find out. So when I began fancying this super cute guy, I thought that I was going crazy. I had promised myself I'd never have a boyfriend, that it was too much of a mess anyways. But whenever I saw Tommy, I'd get all flustered and my heart would begin beating faster. I felt butterflies in my stomach, the whole thing. I was head over heels in love with the guy, and everyone noticed. Now the thing is, every single year, the super rich girl in our school threw an insane party for her birthday. Everyone was invited, and there was so much fancy food, drinks, and party favors. It was the event of the year, no doubt about it. We were all so excited about it, and everyone was planning what we'd wear to it. It was so much fun every single time, and crazy things tended to happen. Now, I'm not really a big party girl, but my friends really wanted me to go, and Tommy was going to be there. This might be your chance to finally kiss him, Samantha, my best friend, told me, trying to convince me to go. Yeah, you totally need to go. I mean, he's so into you. Why won't you just kiss him already? Carla, another of my friends, asked like for the 10th time. I rolled my eyes and sighed. Yeah, I knew he was into me, and everyone else seemed to know it too, but I was too afraid. I had explained this to my friends 100 times before, but they didn't believe me when I said that my family was cursed when it came to love. But I knew that we had to be. It was the only explanation. Well, I decided to go to the party and see if, maybe, kissing him finally felt right. If I could get over my fears. My friends kept pushing me to do it, and they all laughed at the idea of the curse. Your family is just messed up. But you turned out normal, Sam told me, and I rolled my eyes. Sure, every single member of my family is just messed up, I asked, and she shrugged. No one had a good answer for that question, you know. Anyways, my friends and I were super excited about the party of the year. We tried on so many different dresses, and I settled for a strapless green one that made my eyes pop. I felt so beautiful. I was usually kind of nerdy, using oversized clothes, but that night felt like it could be the beginning of something super special. My friends applied makeup on me and combed my hair into a long braid. Honestly, I felt super hot. And when we walked into the party, guys were actually staring at me. They complimented the way I looked in ways that maybe I shouldn't say here. There were a few bad words sprinkled around in what they claimed they would like to do to me in that dress. I didn't care about any of them, though. My mind was set on Tommy, and if perhaps I could finally get over my fears of messing up my first relationship ever, maybe I'd be able to kiss him. I was so nervous, believe me. I spotted Tommy chatting with a group of his friends, and he looked so dreamy that I was completely drooling over him. God, he was so perfect. My friend Sam laughed when he saw the expression on my face and gave me a little look. When are you going to make a move and kiss him already? She asked me. But I didn't feel ready just yet. When the time is right, I'll know it and I'll kiss him, okay? But I don't feel we're there just yet. But look at him, he can't take his eyes off you, Sam retorted. And I looked over at Tommy. It was true. He was staring at me and smiling, and this made me blush even harder. Anyways, I decided to go dance for a while and take my head off that issue. I was rocking to this amazing song when a girl suddenly tapped me on the shoulder. I turned around and it was one of Tommy's best friends. Hey, Alana, Tommy wants to see you downstairs, she explained. I was super confused and I didn't know what to expect, but I followed behind her. I got there, following his friend, and I was super surprised to see all my best friends and his close friends too. Tommy was standing in the middle of them, and everyone had their cameras out. I was so embarrassed and confused, believe me. What's going on? I asked timidly, and Tommy walked up to me, taking my hands in his. He was so handsome and perfect. Alana, I want you to kiss me, he explained. And I looked away, even more embarrassed than before. I don't want to be the one to make the first move because I know how much this relationship thing worries you, so you have to be the one that kisses me first. I looked up into his eyes and bit my lower lip, unsure what to say. Perhaps I should leave, but I really did want to stay by his side. Are you sure? I mean, my family's a mess. I'm not even kidding you. All of them are divorced, crazy, and so annoying, I mumbled, and he just laughed and shrugged. I like you. And if you come with a little bit of baggage, I'm okay with that as well, he replied. That was when I finally kissed him. People around us cheered and clapped, and I know they were all recording our first kiss. It had been a year in the making, and everyone was just waiting for it to finally happen. It was the best 10 seconds of my life, even if everyone was staring at us. The next day at school, Tommy walked up to me, and much to my surprise, he told me he wanted to speak to me about something important. "Look, I really like you. I know you have your concerns, but I'm in this for the long run, if you want me. So, will you be my girlfriend?" he asked. I was so shocked and delighted and finally decided to let go of my fears. I said yes. We kissed again and he hugged me so tightly. I knew he really did love me. Now, believe it or not, that was 10 years ago. Tommy and I got married, have a kid together, and are still getting along great. No divorce or breakups in our future. I think I broke my family curse, or perhaps it never existed to begin with, and my family is just really complicated. So what do you think? Do curses really exist? Let us know in the comments.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.